Okay, encouraged by what I saw today. You know, I know there was times in OTAs where we had a couple days off. We practiced long weekend, came back that next day, and then performed quite like we wanted to. So that was the challenge today. It was to have a really good scrimmage over at Bartram Trail, come back, players' day off, and then see how we came out and performed. So I thought it was a nice job by our guys. It's a little different situations, right? Short yardage situations, you know, a lot of teaching going on there. I think that the competitive situation of red zone, and just thinking about it, I think we need to maybe increase our volume on the number of red zone plays we work. I know offensively we got better the last, you know, six or seven games of the season in the red zone, but it is an area of emphasis for us, so you might start seeing more and more red zone opportunities for us, or at least practice and work. But overall, I thought it was good, you know, being out in the first day of full pads. So next 4 days, we wrap up this week with a scrimmage, so it's good.
With
Harbor,
does that open up?
Yeah, you know what? We've kind of, I think you've seen that at practice that we've got Marcel a couple reps in there at the ones and Barton, and, you know, so, you know, I guess we'll, you're right, it'll open the door for those guys. As far as bringing someone in, you know, Dave and I haven't had that conversation yet at the tight end spot. So, you know, those guys will get some opportunities. I think that the H spot is really what we're looking at. You know, that's where Clay played. So that would be the spot that we need to. Well, you know, I think, what was it, in the scrimmage we were, 12 out of 24, you know, with some good pressure prevented by the defense. But in the red zone, a tight area like that, you know, it's a learning curve for us, you know, as far as playing down there. So you would hope that it'd be tighter coverage down there and more difficult, but we'll see the stats when we go in.
Josh, with a couple of question marks on the offensive line, is today the first day in pads where you can really start to see who might emerge at those positions?
Well,
that you really
I think that's a good point, Sam. We talked about OTAs. You know, hey, it's great to evaluate now, but when we get into training camp and the full pads come on, it'll give us a better idea. And that's what today's the start of, with the pads. So you saw us move some guys around. Jack got some reps in there at the center spot. You know, I think, you know, just to see what the best combination is, or at least give him an opportunity to go in there and see what he does when he does get that opportunity. But it's not just singled out to him. Other guys have got that opportunity, but, you know, that's one that we're looking at.
Edel seems to embrace the role of being a leader on that offensive line because, you know, he's been there. These other guys, very few starts on them. Rest of the group.
Right. I think what's impressive about Zane is the number of consistent starts. You can count on him. You know, he's healthy, takes care of his body, performs, 62 games, whatever the case is. And then that leadership that he brings, that stability that he brings into that room. And I think they look to him. So, you know, and he's a good player, real good player. But on top of it, I think those things really are, you know, something that we really value as well.
When you have all the pads on today, do the younger guys have to learn how to practice?
Well, I think a lot of guys just regain their pad level. I saw one, Gino, came on a blitz and had high pad level and got bounced around. You know, those are the things that our guys got to learn, you know, when they put the full pads on again.
Because we saw a drill down here, the one-on-one offense-defensive line drill. These guys would engage, and then afterwards, you never see this, the defensive lineman and the offensive lineman would go off and talk to each other about what you did, what I did.
Right.
Is that something that you've encouraged?
Yeah, very, very much so. Very much so. I think, you know, the idea to talk, you know, a classic one, and it's happening all over. You know, we were in the middle of the field the other day, and I looked, and Austin Pasteur and Red were talking. And then I look over to my right, and Luke Jokel and Clem are talking. And then it was Puz and Linder were talking. You know, and that's what it should be. When we're in a cool zone, and it's time to, you know, get hydrate and things like that, there's a lot of conversations like that taking place. And when we say, hey, we evaluate everything, it's things like that. I think that's a really good step in the right direction, that they're talking about, you know, tricks of the trade and what it, you know, is effective. So it's a really good sign.
Well, big picture with Lee and Robinson, when they come along, how much can they complement each other out there in terms of taking attention away?
Well, you know, they're different. And how they are now, you know, obviously Allen Robinson, a little bigger body. What I like about him is he's got really strong hands, can catch away from the body. Marquise Lee, you know, that speed factor, you know, has a chance to break one and, you know, extremely quick. He's freakish in his skill set. I think Marquise, just like in the weight room and some of the things that he does, he's freakish that way. And, you know, we hope that it carries over onto the field.
Yes, there's been a lot of talk about there's been a lot of attention given to Jonathan Cyprian, but what about Dwayne Brotz? Do you think he's in a good position to have a breakout?
Yeah, you know what? I know that we've had some conversations, Grazia and I, about the internally driven that we talk about, and regardless who you're going against or what the day is, and we really challenged him in that area in OTAs, and the consistent play that he's had a couple of good days now, that we are quick to jump on that right now and talk to him about that and say, that's it. Just capture this and repeat it all the time. And I sense him that he's gaining more and more confidence.
How do you think McCray's looked with all those first team reps?
It's been really good for him. I think that you see some really good steps, and then, you know, maybe a play gets him, and then he comes back a couple good. But the last couple of days now, he's back to being consistently good. So it's been good. And hopefully now with Alan Ball, you know, within a day or so we get him back, that'll even be, you know, more competitive there.
How much more difficult is it for an undrafted free agent to make this roster now compared to a year ago? And what do you look for in guys that are so-called bottom feeders on the roster?
Right. Yeah, that's good. I think it's a little bit more difficult, no doubt about it. But I think if they show the opportunity that, you know, there's a reason why we play music. We go to Bartram Trail. It's really, you want to try to provide an environment of chaos. Because in a game, they've got to operate under chaos, in chaos. It could be a two-minute situation, things like that. And I think those guys, those free agents that you're talking about, we're putting them in different situations, and that's the challenge for them. Can they show us that in difficult times, they can operate under that situation? And that's what a guy like Hearns has done. You know, he's demonstrated at times that he can do that. I think that's what they, you know, all those guys, the whole team needs to do it, but really, when they get an opportunity, because they get fewer reps, they got to capture it. Well, you know, just the different situations. Might be a red zone, you know, might be a two-minute situation, you know, eight plays of cold black where there's no break, you know, all these different chaotic. It's what we talked about earlier where we're going to provide challenges to our team, and we think tremendous growth can take place. Those challenges are in the hopes of creating chaos.
One more guy.
Has Tommy had a good start
to camp? I think he's picking up more. You're seeing him break some. You know, the other day he had one where he broke and he saw him accelerate. Today he had another one. And I think that's what we're counting on him for, to give us that change up, that burst that, you know, that we know he has. And I think the last couple of days, that, you know, we're seeing it.
He starts balls. Anybody else just a day or two away?
Yeah. I don't think so, right? Anybody else a day or two away out of that ball? Because we got John Latulé back, although he took minimum reps. Yeah.
And DJ, the tight end.
He's back.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, he practiced today.
Guys, can you talk about the influence of Chris Collins and Red Bryant coming here, and especially with the pads coming on today, what those guys are showing?
Right. I think, you know, really they're trying to take care of themselves and make sure that they understand the responsibilities, which should be easier because they understand the defense. And then to understand their role and figure out personalities and how do they fit in. But sometimes they are who they are. And when they feel like they have to step up and say something, they're doing it. It's no different, though, than we just talked about Zane or Ziggy. You know, you're starting to see Ziggy starting to talk more. So I think all those guys coming into it, they're understanding, you know, the dynamics of the team and how they fit in. But they've done a really good job, you know. And I think just seeing, like, Clem talking to Luke Jokel, and it's spreading something.